My name's Chris Wilcox. I'm assistant head teacher at Almondbury High School and Language College in Huddersfield, and my main responsibility is assistant head teacher for inclusion. We've found that one of the hardest groups to engage in school have been the parents of some of our pupils with special educational needs. And that could be for a number of reasons. It could be because of their own experience of school, it could be that they feel intimidated to come into school, or it could be because they have special educational needs themselves. What we've tried to do is we've tried to remove the fact that these parents have in the past received nothing but negative information about the child through the course of the year. So they've been contacted when things have gone wrong. What we're trying to do is trying to bring parents in more proactively to talk about the future of their child's education and to really focus on outcomes for their child, you know, through the course of the current academic year and through the course of the next 5 years in the case of a Year 7 pupil. I think there are particular challenges for parents of children with behaviour, emotional and social difficulties that are fairly unique to that group of parents. I think they will find that they are getting a lot more negative contact generally through the course of the school career, because they will be getting phone calls about the child's negative behaviour in the classroom, in and around school, which actually can do a lot of damage to the relationship at home between the parent and the child. Their feeling of self-worth, of being a good parent, is challenged every time a phone call is made. So I think it's really, really important for the parents to get every bit of positive information that they can about the child sent home. Catch them doing something good. It's the old cliche, but it actually goes right through to letting parents know when the child's doing something right as well, because that information is absolutely gold dust. It's really important to share positive information about the individual child as well. For example, one young man who transferred to our school, there wasn't much positive information about him at all, apart from his behaviour. When we looked deeper into this and using an educational psychologist, we actually found that this young man was in the top 5% of pupils his age in terms of his raw ability, his cognitive ability. When we share this information with parents, it was like a weight had been lifted. The parents suddenly realised that their child was so much more capable than they thought they were, and all we had was this barrier to prevent him from making progress and showing what he'd done in the classroom.
My name's Dawn Davidson. I'm the Senior Training Officer at the Marlborough School in Stanlake. What I think is really important is exactly the same kind of thoughts and sensitivity that we use with the children, we would also apply to working with the parents. So, for example, if we had a parent who seemed to be very, very focused on something that we would consider to be quite small, such as the child's laundry and the way that the child's laundry is done when it comes home, or the loss of a pair of shoes, we try to understand what that might be communicated in exactly the same way that we would with the children. So rather than just dismissing it out of hand and saying, oh, it's just a parent making a fuss, we try to understand how that parent might be feeling and how difficult it might be if you have a child that's struggling, and all those feelings that are associated with perhaps guilt or just the frustration that you might be feeling, and how that might be actually projected outwards onto somebody else. And so sometimes it's actually about receiving those messages and trying to understand them and dealing with them in a more appropriate way than simply dismissing them.